This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Before he became a patriot and founding father, Benjamin Franklin was a businessman. In This Month in the Life of Benjamin Franklin, Dr. Blaine McCormick takes a closer look at Benjamin Franklin's business years, offering insight and motivation for today's business leaders.
And here's This Month in the Life of Benjamin Franklin for events happening in the second half of June. On June 15, 1732, an announcement appeared in Franklin's Pennsylvania Gazette, publicizing the second edition of the Philadelphische Zeitung. Franklin first published the Zeitung in May, hoping to find a market with the growing illiterate German population in Pennsylvania. Franklin published the second and final edition on June 24, 1732. Lacking German typefaces and having no real network in the German community, Franklin abandoned the project at this point, but it does remain the first German-language newspaper published in America. Franklin was elected president of the managers of the Pennsylvania Hospital on June 30, 1755. Franklin and his friend Dr. Thomas Bond chartered the hospital in 1751 with the goal of making medical care available to every citizen of Pennsylvania, especially the poor. Franklin contended that the good particular men may do separately in relieving the sick is small compared with what they may do collectively. Franklin sat on the hospital's board from the very beginning and served as the hospital's second president. Franklin's fourth and final trip to Europe was to France from 1776 until 1785. He lived in Passy, a village near Paris, while he negotiated with France during and after the Revolutionary War. Franklin enjoyed living in the greater Paris area, and he produced some of his most entertaining and useful writings during this time period. On June 28, 1779, Franklin published an essay called The Morals of Chess. The essay begins, "The game of chess is not merely an idle amusement. Several very valuable qualities of the mind, useful in the course of human life, are to be acquired and strengthened by it, so as to become habits, ready for all occasions. For life is a kind of chess, in which we have points to gain, and competitors or adversaries to contend with." The remainder of the essay celebrates the lessons one can learn from playing board games like chess. Today, more than ever before, modern businesses are using games and simulations to both recruit workers and teach basic business skills. In the latter half of the June pages of the 1735 Poor Richard's Almanac, Franklin advised shopkeepers up and down the colonial seaboard to keep thy shop, and thy shop will keep thee. This and other business-related maxims helped teach and reinforce basic business skills and made Franklin dean of the Colonial Business School. One year later, in June of 1736, Poor Richard renders perhaps his most famous theological lesson with, "God helps them that help themselves." So remember, a penny saved is still a penny earned, even though Ben Franklin never really said this.
Dr. Blaine McCormick is a management professor at the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University and the author of Ben Franklin, America's Original Entrepreneur, a new version of Franklin's best-selling autobiography written specifically for business readers. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review on Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.